Laura Haller is the Visitor Center Manager with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge Islands and Oceans Visitor Center, which is co-hosting the festival.
So a lot of birds are migrating through. They're coming from their wintering grounds, maybe California or even as far as South America, coming back up to the north, a lot of them heading farther north in Alaska even, up to the Arctic and other national wildlife refuges and public lands in Alaska. So this is just one of their many stopover points, and the birds will stop here and feed and feed and feed until the weather and the wind conditions are just perfect to send them farther north. Some of the birds can add half their body weight in just a day's feeding.
The festival runs through this Sunday, May 7th. Haller says there will be a variety of birding opportunities across local habitats, from the Homer Spit to the wetlands of Beluga Slough to the shores of Seldovia, accessible both by paid boat tours and free viewing with local volunteer guides.
One of the highlights for folks coming here is just going to some of our viewing stations. We do two viewing stations out at the base of the Homer Spit, Mud Bay, and Lighthouse, and we have volunteers out there with scopes. So you can just stop by there at high tide and have a glimpse a lot of the different shorebirds that are around. So that's a pretty cool event to be able to see, and it's free. So it's open to birders and non-birders alike, just to be able to catch a glimpse of the birds.
The Islands and Ocean Visitor Center is the headquarters of the festival. Throughout the weekend, there are birding presentations on topics like the language of crows and ravens. There's also morning bird walks on Beluga Lake, photography at Anchor Point Beach, field sketching classes, and kids' activities and games. Haller says boat and kayak tours are another way to connect with birds across the bay.
So if you want to get out on the water and see some of the pelagic birds or ocean birds that are here and just take a trip around parts of the bay to see some of the birds, that's always fun as well.
Haller says one of the festival's priorities is accessibility.
So birders come in all ages, shapes, heights, and birding is really open to people of all different abilities. You don't have to go climb a mountain to go look at birds. You can literally be in a parking lot and from your car to view birds. So we've offered a variety of programs for all different abilities of folks as well.
Like walks along gently sloped trails, she says. And there'll be an auction, First Friday art events, a teen movie night, and a fan favorite, the bird calling competition at Homer Brewing Company from 3:30 to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
People can sign up to do their own bird calls. We have some judges. We have one of our local folks as the MC, and you can win prizes. So it's always a very, very popular contest that occurs.
That's a special spring call for Homerites, the Sandhill Crane. This year's keynote speaker is Diego Felipe Calderon, a biologist and bird guide from Colombia who is also active in training former paramilitary combatants to be bird guides in the landscape they once fought in. He's featured in the documentary film The Birders, screening Thursday, showcasing the unique birding opportunities in Colombia, a country with incredibly rich bird diversity.
Being a bird guide in Colombia is absolutely crazy. We are basically living the Victorian times of exploration. You can choose a remote corner of the country, and almost for sure, you're going to find surprises. New species, new subspecies, new range extensions. Colombia is a box of surprises.
The featured festival author is Julia Zarankin, a Toronto-based writer and birder whose memoir is Field Notes on Becoming an Unintentional Birder. Featured birding festival artists are Maddie Squire, and the Chant Scholar is Oscar Willemi. For the full Shorebird Festival schedule of events, check out catchmacshorebird.org. In Homer, I'm Corinne Smith.